Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Starting next year, it'll cost more to attend a Cal State University. CSU trustees approved a 6% tuition increase each year over the next 5 years. So by the time it's fall of 2028, that amounts to a nearly $2,000 increase in tuition. There are 23 campuses, including Sacramento and Chico State, and on the Cal State homepage, it prides itself as the nation's most diverse four-year university, ethnically, economically, and academically, adding that students graduate with less or no debt. The tuition increase was months in the making, and it did come with opposition from students and faculty across the state. CAP Radio reporter Janelle Salonga has been following this and joins us to lay out how the Cal State system got to this point and the impact this is having on students. Hey, Janelle.
Hey, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So let's start off with a big financial picture. What led Cal State trustees to even consider raising tuition in the first place?
So going back to, you know, late May, leaders of the Cal State University released this 70-page report they'd been working on for over a year that talked about, you know, the financial state of the CSU. And that report had a bunch of findings and recommendations. And one of those findings was that the CSU had around a $1.5 billion budget deficit in the 2021-22 school year. So that actually coincided with the state's legislative analyst's office coming out with a prediction that despite state support and the current levels of tuition, the CSU's costs are going to exceed its revenues by $100 million next budget year. And so, you know, speaking of those reports' recommendations, the report recommended that to close that budget deficit, one of the things that the CSU should do is to implement consistent and predictable tuition increases, and to do so to make it so that the Board of Trustees vote on those tuition increases by September so that those could be, you know, in place by the start of next school year. So here's Trustee Jack McCrory, one of the trustees on the board's committee on finance, during a discussion before a vote on that multi-year tuition proposal.
I know it's tough to do this. We don't like it. It's difficult. It's really difficult when we are so proud of our affordability and accessibility. But we've got to make the numbers work, and we've got to do something long-term that makes sense, that continues the quality of education that we have on these 23 campuses.
Okay, so the Cal State system is dealing with a budget shortfall that they're trying to close. How often has tuition increased at CSU campuses?
Yeah, so there were a number of tuition increases, pretty steady, from 2000 to 2011. And then from there, from 2011 or from the 2012-2013 school year on, tuition, though not school or campus and statewide system fees, stayed stable until 2017. And then there was another period of stability from the 2017-2018 school year until, you know, this school year. And then fall 2024 is when you're going to start to see some increases again.
Okay, so how many students will this impact come fall of 2024? I mean, universities like Cal State's, I mean, they do have students who receive grants, scholarships, among other financial aid. So what is the makeup like within the CSU system?
Yeah, so this recent increase will impact close to 200,000 students, which is about 40% of the Cal State student population. So that specifically means, you know, students who don't have their tuition fully covered by grants, scholarships, and or waivers. And so of those, you know, around 200,000 students, 80,000 or so of those students have some financial aid like grants or scholarships, but it's just not enough to cover the full amount of tuition. And then, you know, on the flip side, that amounts to close to 275,000 students at the CSU who do have their tuition fully covered by financial aid and so won't be affected by the increase.
Mm. And as we mentioned, this potential or now tuition increase, I mean, this was months in the making. And in that time, it did receive pushback from student groups, from faculty, and even state leaders like California Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounoulakis. Our sister station, North State Public Radio, NSPR, they spoke with Chico State students like Aubrey Rainey. So let's take a listen.
The other day we talked to quite a few students who were like, if this happens, I'm gonna have to either like drop out of school or find other jobs. A lot of my other SQE interns have to work like two or three jobs just to like afford school and rent.
And NSPR also spoke with a Chico State senior, Nautica Blue, who will be graduating in May, but she worries about her younger brother.
I'm really hoping that he's going to get a basketball scholarship, so that should help with tuition. But on the off chance that he doesn't get a scholarship anywhere, I'm assuming we won't be able to afford it.
Yeah, and I would imagine there are similar sentiments at Sacramento State. In addition to students, there were faculty and campus groups that signed an open letter opposing this increase. Janelle, when you spoke with a faculty member, what did they have to say?
Yeah, I spoke with Margarita Berta Avila, who's a professor of education at Sac State and is also the vice president for Sac State's California Faculty Association, which is a faculty union chapter. And so for her, it was really crucial that faculty who are currently, you know, locked in impasse in contract negotiations with the Cal State University system and students are able to stand in solidarity with each other. And she told me that a tuition increase is both a labor and a racial equity issue.
You're putting students in a situation where they're going to have to probably work more hours. And we know the impact of that with respect to their schooling, right? And the learning conditions. And not only is it become a labor issue, it's under the guise of labor, but also really under the guise of perpetuating systemic marginalization of students, right? In where now you're setting up a way to push students out of having access.
And she's not, you know, the only faculty member who showed up and supported students. So a lot of faculty members actually showed up in Long Beach to rally and give public comment during last week's Board of Trustees meeting.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio reporter Janelle Salonga about the tuition increase across California State University campuses, which will begin in the 2024 school year. So there was actually a push to move this vote that took place last week to move it to November so that families had more time to learn about these potential changes, but it was ultimately unsuccessful. So we're going to listen to Chico State student Aubrey Rainey again, who was an intern for the CSU-wide student advocacy group, Students for Quality Education.
It wasn't being talked about. It wasn't being addressed. They planned this very well in order to hope that we wouldn't be able to rise up and stop it. And we tried our best.
Janelle, in terms of awareness that Aubrey was talking about, did you get a similar sense from students at Sac State? Were they aware that this was even taking place?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to Sac State Student Government President Natalie Andrade Dominguez, and so let's listen to what she had to say about it.
Myself and actually some other student leaders on campus just went around and asked students if they knew about this tuition proposal, and I want to probably say 9 out of 10 students did not know. This is a common theme that we've been seeing that no students know. We've posted a few videos online and all the comments are like, oh my God, I didn't know this was coming. Like what? I'm glad I graduated. Comments of shock.
So then why ultimately did trustees decide to keep the September vote and not move it to November when school is well underway?
So there's a couple reasons that I've seen, heard. And first, you know, the CSU has an FAQ or frequently asked questions page about the tuition increases, and the rationale behind the timing of the vote is actually one of the questions it answers on that page. So according to the FAQ, the CSU wanted to have, you know, a set tuition rate to tell students for the upcoming college application season, which starts, you know, October 1st and goes through November 30th. And that's actually something that a number of trustees brought up at the July meeting when the tuition proposal was first brought up as a discussion item. And the other reason, which, you know, some trustees did mention at this September meeting that took place last week, is this May report that I talked about, you know, earlier in the segment, the one that highlighted the CSU budget deficit. That report set a timeline for forthcoming tuition increases to be, you know, voted on this September.
But in addition to the budget shortfall, this also comes as Cal States, they struggle with declining enrollment across the system. Is there a sense that this could increase, or the tuition increase can in turn maybe turn students away?
Yeah, definitely. And I actually got that sense both from, you know, the people who opposed the proposal and those who supported it. The Sacramento State Chapter of Students for Quality Education posted a statement on their Instagram saying that they expected the tuition increase to pave the way to, you know, a quote unquote less diverse CSU that would turn away students or potential students and make graduating more difficult for current students, especially those who, you know, come from traditional like marginalized and underrepresented backgrounds or from the working class or working class families. And during the board meeting too, trustee Darlene Yee Melikar, who also voted for the tuition increase, commented on the proposal's potential impact on enrollment.
When it comes to assistance, will the CSU system be making any changes to financial aid?
Yeah, so the CSU did commit to putting a third of the revenue it gets from increasing tuition into, you know, its general financial aid pool. And that Sac State specifically, President Luke Wood and student leaders like the Sac State ASI president announced a 10-point plan on last Thursday meant to respond to the tuition increases. And that also includes, you know, launching an informational campaign about financial aid resources and scholarships.
Janelle, thank you so much. And you have an updated report coming up on our website at Cap Radio later this afternoon, right?
Yes, hopefully later this afternoon, if not tomorrow morning.
Thank you for continuing to follow it, Janelle.
Yeah, thanks for having me to talk about it, Vicki.
That's Cap Radio reporter Janelle Salonga explaining the tuition increase across California State University campuses amounting to a 6% tuition increase each year for the next 5 years, and that begins in the 2024 school year. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.